Anyway, our final story in the news from me is one about robot doctors. I love this story.
I'm scared.
As robotic surgery is really taking off. You can have surgeons in one country doing keyhole surgery on patients in another country. It's absolutely amazing. And there's robotic surgery for things like prostate cancer. It's really, really starting to happen now. But the problem is that people have been making all these robots, making all these systems in different countries. But the problem is that they don't really all talk to each other. So now researchers are working on new technology to improve compatibility between robot systems that would allow doctors to use the internet to operate surgical robots all over the world.
It does sound like really sci-fi stuff. I mean, is this really going to happen? And what are they doing here?
Well, the researchers have developed a new piece of software called the Interoperable Telesurgical Protocol, and it basically standardises the way that robots work over the internet. So it means they can all talk to each other, and you know, the software that's operating them and the computers that are operating the robots can talk to all different sorts of robots. And to test it out, they had 9 research teams from around the world using the technique to operate different robots around the world. And in most cases, it all worked. They could operate pretty much any robot they wanted to. And this was carried out in locations in the US, in Europe and Asia as well. And it was really impressive because over 24 hours, they connected the robots over the internet at the different locations and they tested how it worked. And it's really important because it now means that researchers can test out techniques, they can sort of test out robots all over the place, and hopefully it'll, you know, really, really start to go somewhere in terms of the research. But, you know, not very good if the internet goes down.
Let's hope it doesn't. It's amazing the things that the internet can be used for, isn't it?
Keeping you abreast of the world's best science, The Naked Scientists.